This is Manus Lahan reporting for RMI. Just having a word with RMI assistant manager Peter McDonald. After RMI have just secured promotion against Louth tonight at the Athletic Grounds. Peter, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How would you analyse tonight's performance?
That's a big question. If you're in a change room, what you'll see is the number of possessions lost, the number of possessions won, break ball lost, shots taken, wides, all of those sorts of things. So in terms of analysing that, our stats board in the change room isn't a pretty board.
Right.
But the most important part on that board is the scoreline at the bottom of it.
I know. I did hear you saying earlier that although you have secured promotion, usually a change room would be happy afterwards. You aren't overly happy, but you could say that's a wee bit overly critical considering the weather did have a big part to play in things tonight. I'd know some of the players out there did struggle with the wind and rain blasting into their face. Would you say that came into play with the shooting?
Well, listen, obviously, and the thing about tonight was that the wind and conditions weren't consistent from start to finish. The wind, the direction of the wind changed. We had a heavy shower there in the middle of it. So those things do impact to an extent. But certainly we would have had opportunities that we felt that we could have made more of. And on the night, it didn't materialise for it. And maybe that was down to a degree of anxiety.
Oh, it may have been. I do know on one positive stat is that you did restrict Louth to just 1 point from play. All their other points came from dead ball, free kicks or 45s. On the other end of that, did that concern you on Armagh's behalf for shooting from dead ball?
Yes, and in fairness, you know, in Tony and the other free takers that we have, you know, Ethan Rafferty, the last day he played at home, you know, he was exceptional in taking his frees. Tony's normally top drawer as well. And, you know, that just didn't click for us tonight. Those fellas haven't become bad. It just didn't work out.
I know.
For us tonight.
I know. Well, Ethan is Armagh's top scorer for the year as well.
Certainly, and a wonderful talent as well. And I would say at this time, both Ethan and young Kieran O'Hanlon have had a tough week. They're on the 21 Championship, and they're back out now again on, I think it's Wednesday night also. And they're putting that shift there tonight for us. So, you know, fair play to them.
I know. Well, I think it's good to end here on a positive note because at the end of the day, you set your target on achieving promotion. That's exactly what you have done. You may not have done it in the style that you wanted to do, but promotion is secured and we look forward to the final in Croke Park.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot for your time, Peter.
Okay. Well.